This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
California is suing the Trump administration for preventing illegal immigrants from accessing federally funded public benefit programs. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And what public benefit programs are we talking about here?
A whole lot of them. I mean, the most notable that people can identify with is Head Start. That's the preschool program for kids to try to get them up and running for elementary school. It, you know, serves, impoverished families. And there's some 700,000 kids could be affected by this nationwide. What we're talking about is what's termed benefit programs. And it's everything from Head Start to helping shelter the homeless if you're illegal, domestic violence centers, weather, if you're floods or something like that, emergency shelter. In other words, a lot of the benefit programs that the feds put out, they're starting to say, Trump's saying it's for Americans and Americans only, and we're not going to have people who are here without documentation being part of these programs. Now, in California, we have sanctuary laws that says we're not going to ask what your immigration status is. If you go to a hospital or you go to a social service program or you go to a school, we can do that if it's a city program or a county program. But now the feds are saying, no, they want documentation on federal programs, and that's going to put things like Head Start and such in a bind as to whether they continue to serve or not. And that's why California and 19 other states are suing the federal government. But, you know, lawsuits, they take time to work out. And right now, this is what the federal administration is saying, and it's going to be a very impactful all across the country, especially in California.
What is the AG's goal with this lawsuit? And pivotally, how involved is Governor Newsom?
Well, the AG's goal is to get the funding back, okay, because California can't afford to pick up the tab, make up the difference. And in the past, you might say, well, if the feds won't pay for it, we will. That would be a typical Gavin Newsom response. But he doesn't have the money. As a matter of fact, he had to scale back his plan to deliver health insurance to undocumented, in part because the cost was just getting to be too high. So he had to scale that back. Adding something like this on would be really tough, and it would put him in a political bind, because if it were, you're starting to say it's one thing if you're helping people, it's another thing if you're helping people at the expense of voters. That's when it gets dicey. That's where it gets dicey. And so far, Gavin Newsom has been leading the fight to try to get the federal money back, but he hasn't said those words, we'll cover it if they don't. So, you know, and it's not just on this. You know, remember that the federal government, in addition to questions about undocumented, is also transgender sports funding we're seeing pulled back unless you follow the federal rules, the new federal rules. We're also seeing college funding being held back over equity policy policies at schools. And part of this is the politics of this is pretty simple. It's not pretty, but it's simple. You remove the funding and then you have the states have to fight and justify for putting it back. And that puts the issue back out there of who's benefiting from what, who's getting something and who's not, who's having to pay for somebody else's. It also underscores this the difference in what we're seeing in the immigrants that have been coming across. It used to be single men, single women up here working for money, sending it home. Now we're seeing families. And with families comes children, come housing, comes a whole lot of other expenses. And so it's a tough political one and one that's not going to go away fast.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And you can listen to this entire interview and past Phil Mateer interviews on the Odyssey app. Phil will be back later this afternoon at 5:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.